Listening Library presents The War I Finally Won by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. Chapter 1. You can know things all you like, but that doesn't mean you believe them. Ada, you need to drink something. Susan's voice, scolding. Susan's hands, pushing a cup of cold tea into mine. I don't want to, I said. Really, I don't. Susan curled my fingers around the teacup. I understand, she said, but please try. It's the last thing they're going to let you have. You'll be thirsty in the morning. My right foot was twisted sideways at the ankle. It had been all my life. My ankle bones grew curled, so my toenail scraped the ground and what should have been the bottom of my foot faced the sky. Walking hurt like anything. Despite the calluses, the skin on my foot tore and bled. This night in the hospital, nearly 3 years ago now, was September 16th, 1940, a Monday. It was a little over a year into the war between Hitler and most of the rest of the world. 11 years into the war between the rest of the world and me. The very next day, surgeons were going to chop my curled ankle bones up and rearrange them. Maybe into something like a functional foot. I put the teacup Susan gave me to my lips. I forced myself to sip. My throat closed. I choked.